People of Britain, I'm here to speak to you about a subject of considerable gravity, a subject that affects each and every one of us. I refer, of course, to our great nation's continued failure in the Eurovision Song Contest. The BBC have asked me to unite our kingdom in a quest to bring home the Eurovision crown once more. I have been asked to write the song, but where will I be unless one of you volunteer to sing it? So ask not what your country can do for you, but what you could do for your country by contacting our website. There comes a time when everyone must do their duty. Your country needs you. Thank you and good evening.
Tonight, you must elect one of these three finalists to represent the UK at Eurovision.
That we could launch somebody's career tonight.
The act you choose will carry the nation's hopes into the daunting Moscow Arena and perform Andrew Lloyd Webber's song to 100 million viewers.
I'm just raring to go now. I can't wait to get on that stage.
I want to win this. I believe I can do it.
If anyone wants to do this, it really is me.
Choose carefully. Your country needs you.
Welcome to Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase. I am your host Kieran Ari Tussiet, and this is a very special episode where we take a look back 10 years ago to the renaissance of the UK at the Eurovision Song Contest 2009.
Hello, this is Suri from the United Kingdom.
Hello, this is Lucy Jones from the UK.
Hello, this is Michael Rice from the United Kingdom. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Baby, it seems like everywhere I go I see.
With her cover of Beyoncé's Deja Vu. It's my favourite Beyoncé song, I must admit. And to be honest with you, I didn't know about that song until Jade performed it at the UK National Final the very first week. Yeah, how sad is that? I need to get out more. Yes, we're going to pay homage to Your Country Needs You, the United Kingdom National Final for the Eurovision Song Contest 2009. Oh, yes. So we're going to be playing all of the songs that Jade sang through that amazing January 2009 show when it happened for 4 weeks. Yes, 4 weeks. And we ended up with three finalists, which was obviously Jade, who ended up winning and going to Moscow to represent the United Kingdom with the Diane Warren and Andrew Lloyd Webber song, It's My Time. And of course, we will hear the two different versions from Mark and the Twins, if you remember them. Indeed, we do. So, what we're going to do, so we don't end up playing the three different versions of My Time in succession and one after the other, because it'll probably drive you mad. We're going to do the one first that technically he came in third. Yes, so I'm talking about Mark. Mark came third after he sang his version of My Time. Well, they all did, and then it was a vote, and Mark came third, bless him. So it came down to the Twins and Jade at the end. But, so we're going to hear Mark's version of It's My Time, which is the UK Eurovision song 2009. His birth.
I've been down, down so long, but those days are gone now. I've got the will, I've earned the right to show you it's my time tonight. It's my time, it's my time, my moment. I'm not gonna let go of it. My time, it's my time, and I'll stand proud. There's nothing I'm afraid of. I'll show you what I'm made of, show you all it's my time now. I'll break through, I've made my move, and my faith is strong now. I've got the heart to reach the heights, to show you it's my time tonight. It's my time, it's my time, my moment. I'm not gonna let go of it. My time, it's my time, and I'll stand proud. There's nothing I'm afraid of. I'll show you what I'm made of, show you all it's my time now. I've got the will, I've earned the time tonight, tonight.
That's the Pearls with Love Come Down. That came fourth in the UK national final in 1989. It did. And that song was written by Joe and Paulie Ortiz. Not bad. I loved in the 1989 contest, the UK national final. Brilliant. It was quite star-studded, actually. One of my favourite songs from that national final is a song called Back in the Groove by Frankie Johnson. The moves were epic. Absolutely epic. I'll play the song for you a little bit later on, but my goodness me. Cheesy as heck, but my goodness me, it's so catchy. And I will put a link up on our Facebook page of that amazing performance by Frankie Johnson. What a legend he is. Okay, now, as the weeks progressed for Eurovision, Your Country Needs You, the UK national final for 2009, Jade Ewen was making an impression, an incredible impression. So much fact that I went to go and see the second show. So it was practically the quarterfinals of the Eurovision Your Country Needs You, and Jade sang an amazing version of The Voice Within. Yes. Now this is a great, great vocal performance, and Jade just shows off her amazing vocals with this, and I wonder why she did so well in Moscow. So let's play the song from the second week of Eurovision Your Country Needs You. It is Jade Ewen with The Voice Within.
Young girl, don't cry, I'll be right here when your world starts to fall. Young girl, it's all right, your tears will dry, you'll soon be free to fly. When you're safe inside your room, you tend to dream of the heartache life can bring and what it means. When there's no one else, look inside yourself like your oldest friend. Trust the voice within. Life is a journey. It can take you anywhere you choose to go. I'm talking to you. When there's a loneliness, look inside yourself like your oldest friend. Trust the voice within, then you'll find the strength that will guide the way. If you will learn to begin to trust the voice within.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Obscure remains the cure.
Incredible vocals there. Jade Ewan with All By Myself. Oh, very Celine Dion-esque, don't you think? Right, okay, we're going to have Rob's Random Request very, very soon. But coming up next, it's time to hear the song that, well, the version that came second in the UK national final, Your Country Needs You, 2009. Yes, we're going to hear the Twins version of It's My Time. Take a listen to this.
I've been down, down so long, but those days are gone now. I've got the will, I've earned the right to show you it's my time tonight. It's my
The Twins, It's My Time, here on the Eurovision Showcase, coming second in Your Country Needs You 2009 on the BBC. Oh, and when they actually took notice and actually wanted to do well at Eurovision. Yeah. We need to get back to this type of, maybe not necessarily this type of project for next year's contest, But we need to change things up so badly for when we go to the Netherlands next year's Eurovision Song Contest. Just like I said last week, basically, I don't want to be preaching to all of you. But we just so badly need to sort it out. And actually, somebody was talking on the OGAE, which is the official Eurovision fan page for the United Kingdom and all the fan members there. And there was talk about maybe doing an actual protest. It works sometimes, doesn't it, when you do protest? So maybe it might be worth going outside Wogan House and getting our placards out there and telling the BBC to sort it out for next year. Even if it's an internal selection, I don't mind if we don't do a national final next year. We just need to, I don't know, need to do something different. So badly different. And a friend of the show, Rory Delaney, has written an open letter to the BBC asking for a change up. And of course, you can check out his blog, which is an amazing blog. And Roy's website is eurovisionapocalypse.blogspot.com. And you can follow him on Twitter at ESCApocalypse. Roy, you are truly amazing, an individual. I love it. Right, it's now time to dive into my Rob's two hats. It is time for the most random part of the show. Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's a part of the Eurovision Showcase each week, which my husband gets two hats out, don't you? Yes, Rob, and he's got two hats. So basically, inside these hats, there's little bits of paper. And then one of those hats has got countries in, and then the other hat has got years inside. Take one out of each, and then we end up making a Eurovision song, and hopefully it will be a one that would work in the Eurovision Song Contest. So let's do it. And we're going to do a country first. Okay, Rob, so what do you have here? Okay, the country is... Portugal. We've got Portugal. Okay, and let's grab a year, Rob. This is including 2019 now, since it's been 2 weeks since the contest. Oh, 2016. We can't do that one. No, they withdrew after 2015. Came back in 2017 and ended up winning. So we need to do another one, Rob. Thank you. Oh, yes, we can do this one. 1995. Ah, yeah, this is Tom Cruise representing Portugal with Vanilla and Chocolate. Banana e chocolate. Yes, the song is inspired by urban music. Yeah, well, it's more gospel, really. And the feature, it features Cruz singing to his sweetheart with white skin while musing on their interracial relationship, as Tom Cruise is black. He suggests that this could only have been made possible via the intrepid maritime history of their country, and sings about their spices, cultural knowledge that he brought back to Portugal as a result of this history. Yes, now... With such a deep meaning song, you would have thought it would do quite well, but sadly it only came 21st with only 5 points. I'll give you a little taste of what the lyrics say. Okay, so your grandfather was in these parts. My grandmother was here too. Our love is the entire ocean, and your perfume is moonlight. My taste is coffee. The sweetheart with white skin, you are the cream in my dark tea. It's sweeter than honey, a mixture of vanilla and chocolate. A white seagull was found in those southern lands, sweet and musical people whose tropical singing made the dream and the sea blue. Oh, this is a really sweet song. I think it's pretty underrated myself. Live performance, great. Studio version, not bad either. Not bad either. So, what I want to do now is play for you this Portuguese entry in 1995. Just to let you know how many points they got. So, I got 5 points. They got 4 points from France and 1 from Greece. That was it. So Portugal deserved so much more, in my opinion. So much more. So they came third last. Underneath them was the Hungarian song, which I'm not going to try and pronounce because it's incredibly difficult. Hignav Aurex Hazavalen. I think that's it. And then Germany came last with only 1 point from Malta, Stone and Stone, with Verliebt in dich, which means in love with you. Yeah, apparently. So then in the final of Eurovision 1995, there wasn't a grand final. This was just the final. There wasn't a semis or anything like that. In 1995, they had the basically the non-qualifiers from the previous contest disappeared, and then the returnees came back who couldn't participate in 1994 because of 1993's bad results. So Portugal gave its 8 points to Sweden, its 10, which was Jan Johansson with Siepa May. I'm not looking at this, honestly. The 10 points went to the United Kingdom. That was Love City Groove with Love City Groove. And the 12 points from Portugal went to the eventual winners, Norway, Nocturne by Secret Garden. So here is Portugal 1995. Rob's random request, Tor Cruz with Buale u Chocolate, which means vanilla and chocolate. And I must admit, I'm feeling quite hungry.
Que povo é este teu e meu? Onde passou, deitou raiz? Mudou o mar, mudou o céu. Onde não era amanheceu, fez do mundo seu país. E o teu avô andou por lá, a minha avó pôs cá o pé. Nosso amor é todo mar, tens perfume de luar, tenho gosto de café. Amada de branca pele, és nata no meu chamar. Tem mais paladar que o mel, casar balinha com chocolate. Gaivota branca foi achar naquelas terras mais a sul. Gente doce e musical, que em seu canto tropical pôs o sonho e o mar azul. Quem temperou o nosso amor, feito a guitarra e violão, num vai-vem da caravela, com pimenta e com canela, com gindum e açafrão. Amada de branca pele, és nata no meu chamar. Tem mais paladar que o mel, casar baunilha com chocolate. Que povo é este que partiu e foi dobrar o pujador? Este povo que sentiu o feitiço desafio de inventar um novo amor. Mãos unidas nasce a flor, e cada beijo sabe a paz. Quando a alma sente amor, tenha o corpo qualquer cor, preto ou branco tanto faz. Quando a alma sente amor,
how cool was that? Tor Cruz with Buare e por Chocolate. Yes, there we are. Okay, so Portugal 1995 is in the books. Now let's continue with our homage to Your Country Needs You 2009. Well, Jade managed to get to the semi-finals, and she performed this amazing, amazing version of Aretha Franklin's Think. This is good stuff. And then we'll come back with the winning song. Jade, you win with Think, and it's now time to hear the song that went to Moscow and represented the United Kingdom at the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest. It's Jade Ewan with It's My Time.
I've been down, down so long, but those days are gone now. Got the will, I've earned the right to show you it's my time tonight. It's my time, it's my time, my moment. I'm not gonna let go of it. My time, it's my time, and I'll show you what I'm made of, show you all, it's my time now. I'll break through, I made my move, and my faith is strong now. I've got the heart to reach the heights, to show I'm afraid.
wake up with a bottle in your hands. No sound, no serenade, 'cause we both know we lost our game.
And Lara with Verona, criminally underrated in the second semi-final of Eurovision 2017 in Kiev, Ukraine. The juries despised it, but the televoters loved it. And it's absolutely criminally underrated. Not impressed, Eurovision. No. One of those there. Complete injustices that we've learned to love being a Eurovision fan, haven't we really? Yes. Well, speaking of Eurovision, let's take a look at the latest headlines of this week in our Eurovision news roundup. Yes, it is time for your Eurovision showcase news. Today on Sunday, the 2nd of June, 2019, with me, Kieran Aritasiut, your host, as always. Yes, Portugal have won this year's Barbara Dex Award. Yes, their entrant Conan Oraisis received the highest number of votes, and he was chosen as the most notable dressed contestant at this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Tel Aviv, Israel. And it becomes the successor to IQ, who won the award last year for the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia. Sticking with Macedonia, the brand new country, North Macedonia, have been very hashtag proud of Tamara Todescu's performance at Eurovision, coming an incredible 7th place. And Tamara Todescu has been honoured by the brand new Prime Minister of North Macedonia, Zoran Zaev. The bidding process for cities who wish to host the Eurovision 2020 in the Netherlands has started, and practically every city in the Netherlands has put in a bid to host it. So we wait with bated breath where we go. Could it be Amsterdam? Could it be Rotterdam? Anywhere or Rome? Basically Liverpool or Rome. Couldn't it? Yeah. Darud, who represented Finland at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, sadly coming last in the first semi-final with Look Away and with his singer, Sebastian Reimann, will be actually going on tour in the 15-city tour right around Europe and the United States. Now, Mikolas Josef, who represented the Czech Republic last year, has released a brand new single, and it's called A Cappella. And basically, the music video is very tropical. Mm. So that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Uritasiat, and this is Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Dana from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Everything reminds me of you.
Come on.
Fala, who represented Iceland in 2017's Eurovision, and that was her latest single back from January 2019. That is Karma. Yes, but written by Svala herself, Ingo Gilliusson, Robin Elmore, and Colin Dienden. So there we are. Great tune and very, very current. Nice one, Svala. So before we have this week's Live and Kicking here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, as promised, let's play you the most campest and probably the most cheesiest song ever to take part in a UK Eurovision national final. Back in 1989, here is Frankie Johnson with the... Oh, my goodness me. I can't believe you're playing this. I'm overcome with emotion. I really, really am. I'm not. It's called Back in the Groove. Here we go. Back in the Groove by Frankie Johnson. And you have to look at this performance on YouTube. It is absolutely hilarious.
On top, and forever we gonna stay. Kahani from Switzerland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, She Got Me, and Joy.
When she go low, when she go low, she goes all low, she goes all low. Oh, she know, oh, oh, she know, she got me dirty dancing, dirty dancing.
This is Leonora from Denmark, and this is my song. It's called Love is Forever. I hope you enjoy it.
Love is forever. Love is forever. And everyone. Love is forever.
This is Katerin Duska from Greece. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Better Love. Enjoy.
Gotta get better love, better love. All that we're after. Way to love, who you love. Ooh, ooh. Better love, better love. All that we're after. Way to love, who you love.
Ooh, ooh. Online. And on 92.3 FM, this is Forest FM.
Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from Eurovision itself. And this week, we are going to play the song from 1994. Duet sung for Norway by Jan Vina Danielsson. Amazing man, amazing voice, amazing just presence. And the awesome Elisabeth Andreasson. Yes, this came fifth for Norway in 1994. And sixth, because Malta came fifth. Yes. Anyways, so here we go. Dear, oh dear, got to sort myself out.
Med din sang strømmer varmen din, bringer vår til et frossent syn. Isen går, elven våkner.
Such an amazing song, such a beautiful language, Norwegian. That is Norway 1994, Jan Vina Dahlersson and Elisabeth Andreasson with Duet, coming sixth for Norway in 1994. Well, thank you for joining me, Kieran Uritati, for this very special episode of the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. Your country, well, needs you, 2009. Yes. A homage to when the UK, and the BBC in particular, took it seriously for once. Hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more Eurovision craziness. But that's it from me. Arrivederci, au revoir, à la fin de semaine, vis lat, dobit zenia, and see you soon. Toodaloo!
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.